الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, as we know, the month of Ramadan has already dawned upon us. We are already a few days into the month of Ramadan. Some prepared for the month of Ramadan, some didn't prepare for the month of Ramadan. But whatever it may be, whatever the situation may be, we have to try our best and take advantage of whatever is remaining of the month of Ramadan. Because really, time goes so fast. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said before Qiyamah, time will go so fast that a year will become like a month. A month will become like a week. A week will become like a day. A day will become like an hour. An hour will become like a fire spark. So really, there is no barakat in time. We have to try and alert ourselves and make sure that we take full advantage of this month before this month leaves us. Subhanallah. In the hadith that I quoted before you, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban," that this month is so full of blessings and barakah. If you take advantage of this month by standing just in taraweeh prayers at night and reading your 20 rakats, subhanallah, inshallah, you will be amongst the people of this hadith, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who stands the nights of Ramadan imanan, with iman and faith in his heart, wahtisaban, and desire of full reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih, all that person's past sins will inshallah be forgiven. Subhanallah, what a great accolade and what a great achievement will be received or will be retrieved if one follows out the steps of the month of Ramadan and just follows the sunnah taraweeh prayers. Subhanallah, this is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone desires that his sins be forgiven. And yes, we make so many sins and we sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone should desire that his sins be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is promising that when you do these deeds and you carry out these deeds in the month of Ramadan, your sins are being washed away and your sins are being wiped away. In fact, in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who completes his fast and he completes his nafil prayers at night, his sunnah prayers at night, for him he will be like the day he was born out of his mother's stomach. Subhanallah. Meaning, he'll be sinless without any sin, dry from any sin. Then also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to take note that the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire month is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is exclusive for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second part of the month is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third part of the month being the freedom and the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So we should make sure that we take full advantage of this month of Ramadan. Let us try our best and make sure that hours don't go by or minutes don't go by without opening the Holy Quran. Let us try, if we haven't memorized any of the Quran, let us memorize. If we're battling to memorize, let us at least read. If we read every year one khatam of the Quran, let us double it. It is said that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, in the month of Ramadan, he would complete 61 completions and 61 khatams of the Holy Quran. And every day, two complete Qurans. And at night, he would recite the Taraweeh prayer. And like this, he would complete one entire Quran in the entire month of Ramadan in Taraweeh. So 61 Qurans he would complete. So we have to take full advantage of this month of Ramadan. And if we don't do this, subhanAllah, it is only our loss. We know very well the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Ameen, Ameen, Ameen as he climbs up the pulpit. And one of those Ameens and stamping the dua of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam was that person who attains the month of Ramadan but doesn't get forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us try our best and attain Allah's mercy and get Allah's mercy. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to him those who incline to him. Allah can guide everyone. But when Allah sees inabat, and when Allah sees that desire from insan's heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns his special attention to this person, and Allah gives him hidayat, and Allah gives him guidance, subhanallah. We are making dua all the time in our salah. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. Do we ask ourselves, why is it that we ask so many times for guidance? We learn from this verse, subhanallah, that hidayat is not only one level. Hidayat is on different levels. So if a person is merely reading his faras salah, and Allah gives him more hidayat, then inshallah he will complete his sunnah salah after his faras. And thereafter Allah gives him more hidayat, he will become of those who fulfill his nafil prayers. Subhanallah, Allah gives him more hidayat, he'll do extra charity work. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an order in the Quran to ask for this hidayat. We have to try, and with asking for this hidayat, we have to try and make that effort. Make that extra effort to try our best and gain this hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we said, let us try our best and gain maximum benefit in the month of Ramadan. Let us not just go past the month of Ramadan and be idle without gaining any extra benefit. Let us make sure that we gain premium benefit. Like how when we try and get points from a certain store, we try and get extra points. This month of Ramadan is time to score points, subhanallah. We have to move away from that fast lane and come to the lane of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to try and gain maximum benefit from the a'mal that we are doing. When we are in Taraweeh Salah, we try our best and listen to the Quran with utmost respect. In our day, let us make our day for the Holy Quran. This month, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the month that the Quran was revealed in. Why was the Quran revealed in this month? هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى. Why? Because هدى للناس, for the guidance of mankind, subhanallah. So this month is the month of guidance. We have to try our best and attain the maximum benefit and attain the highest guidance in this month. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And these are clear signs of guidance, subhanallah. And this والفرقان, and the criterion between right and wrong. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. The one who finds this month, he should make sure that he fasts this month. And when you fast this month, subhanallah, so much of benefit, so much of benefit. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one faras completed in this month is equal, subhanallah, to 70 fara'is. And one nafil in this month is equal to a faras deed. So the deeds also are multiplied. Those who are taking out their zakat, remember, the reward of your zakat is multiplied manifold. So try our best and make sure that if we are taking our zakat out in this month, it's not necessary to do it in the month of Ramadan only. But if you are taking out this month, we take out extra zakat in the month of Ramadan, so we can be rewarded extra, subhanallah. Like how we are all looking for sales all the time, we are looking for bargains all the time. This is a bargain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then later on in the month, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, comes a night that one night is equal to, subhanallah, khayrun min alfi shahr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Better than 1,000 months. About 80 some odd years, subhanallah, on one night, if we score that night. So let us make sure and prepare ourselves for that specific night. And every night of the month of Ramadan is golden, is golden. Let us not let it pass without taking maximum benefit of these nights, subhanallah. And when we do our deeds also, let us try our best and fill those deeds with ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that innama al-a'malu bin niyat. Every deed will be judged according to its intention, subhanallah. And remember also that there is a special door for the one who fasts. The one who fasts all the time, in Jannah, there is a special door that these people will enter. And this is called Babur Rayyan. Babur Rayyan. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah make us amongst those who enter into this door, Babur Rayyan. Because when we complete our fast, subhanallah, maybe the mistakes, maybe the sins that we do, sometimes we abuse our eyes, sometimes we hear wrong, sometimes we think wrong. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And through His mercy, not through our deeds, not through our deeds. No one will enter Jannah except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Allah through His mercy that give us this door of Rayyan. And let us enter into this door. يَدْخُلُ مِنْهُ الصَّائِمُونَ. Exclusively for those who fast the month of Ramadan. And those who cannot fast, and those who are going to give fidya, let us make sure that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accept it from us. Because remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who missed one fast in the month of Ramadan, if he has a valid reason, if he doesn't have a valid reason, this is a great sin. But if he has a valid reason, even if he fast all the months of the year, and if he fast his whole life, subhanallah, he'll never be able to compensate for that one day he missed in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.